much more than a hunch that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Oh, and I fixed the knees on Greg's blue jeans.
Alice, your day off started hours ago.
Oh, it was easy. I just put a patch on the patch. Well, now you're all going to have to just struggle along without me until tomorrow.
Well, you be sure and give our best to your aunt.
I will.
Alice, what happened?
Oh, no. My new coat.
Oh,
it's ruined.
It's ink.
Well, Jan, I don't think this is anything to laugh about.
A plastic ink spot.
Oh, thank goodness.
Jan, you and your jokes.
Didn't you think it was funny, Alice?
Oh, sure. Lucky I've got a strong heart. Goodbye, all.
Bye, Alice.
Bye,
have a nice day.
Have a nice time. Bye. Honestly, Jan, that just shows how immature you are.
I feel it.
What is the matter?
A spider! What's so funny?
You are.
It's a fake.
Plastic.
This came in my box of jokes, too.
I wasn't scared.
I'll bet.
Jan, now stop that. Listen, Jan, everybody likes a good gag, but some practical jokes just aren't funny. Now, one of these days, you're going to cause someone some trouble. Real trouble.
To bring him home.
It's my science project. I have to teach him to run that maze by Monday.
What do you call him?
Muridimus musculus.
He looks just like a mouse to me.
That's his scientific name, dummy. His real name is Myron.
Can I hold Myron? Please, Greg, just for a couple of minutes.
Sure. Be careful.
Okay. Be right back. Guess who Greg's got helping him in science? Oh. Myron!
What is the matter?
Look, Jan's up to her tricks again, and this one's a lie.
Jan, this time you've gone too far. Now, where did you get that thing?
It's not a thing, Mom. It's a Muridimus musculus.
It's icky. We're not going to live with that in this house, Greg.
No, get it out!
Make it, Mom.
Look, Greg, I'm with them. You can't keep your Muriday whatever thing around here. I'm sorry.
I like Myron. You're weird.
See, Tiger doesn't like it either.
Well, there is an intelligent animal.
Myron is harmless, Mom, really.
And he's cute.
Ugly.
Make him take it away, Mom, please.
Look, Greg, I don't want to seem unfair, even to mice,
What's the trouble here?
It's him. He's my science project over the weekend, and I have to train him.
Oh, and you girls are making a little fuss, is that it?
Not a little, a lot.
Well, that doesn't seem very fair to Greg, does it?
Well, what about us girls?
Well, it seems to me that I remember about 14 girls in this house for a slumber party, and that wasn't easy on the boys.
That's right, girls.
Mm-hmm. How about a compromise here? Let him keep his mouse and his project out in the garage.
In the garage? Well, that sounds like a pretty good idea. What do you say, girls? Is it a deal?
Thanks.
See how a little thing makes a boy happy?
Well, I wish the little thing didn't have beady eyes and a long tail.
Okay, Greg, stick in the cheese. Yeah, now, you ready?
Just a minute.
Okay. Get him set so he knows which way to go. And... They're at the gate. Go!
Go, Myron.
Come on, Myron. Come on, boy.
Come on.
Wait a second. He's lost interest here. Go, Myron.
Go, Myron. Go, fella.
Come on, Myron. Go. You can do it. Come on. There's the door. No, take a left. Take a left.
He's not doing so well, though. I wonder if it's because he's not so intelligent.
Greg, I think it's because he's not too hungry.
Tomorrow I won't let Peter and Bobby feed him so much. Maybe we'll have more luck.
Oh, I won't be able to help you tomorrow. I've got to go to one of those Saturday breakfast meetings.
I'll help you, Greg.
Okay.
Listen, don't forget to turn out the lights.
Gotcha. Good night, Dad.
I think it's mean of Marcia and Cindy to make you keep him out here all night.
That's okay, Jan. You'll be perfectly safe out here. Let's go.
Myron.
Good night, Myron. Hey!
What's the matter? It's the middle of the night.
I just remembered the neighbor's cat, Guinevere.
Hey, yeah.
Myron's on the garage. She could get to him.
And that's her favorite meal. Myron's a goner.
Take you right up to our room.
But Dad says you have to keep him out of the house.
Well, he didn't mean to leave him out here to be eaten.
I guess not.
Okay. And I'm sure not going to get him up in the middle of the night just to remind him of Guinevere.
Me neither.
I'll just keep Myron in our room tonight and take him out in the morning before anybody wakes up.
Sure. Myron will be safe then because we'll be with him.
You guys think of everything.
Just don't make any noise and wake anybody up.
Thank you.
baby watched how you opened the cage.
We gotta find him before Mom and Dad find out. Suit up quick.
Yeah, suit up quick. I bet Tom Tannenbaum could find him.
Who's Tom Tannenbaum?
He's in my class. He always wins when we have Easter egg hunts.
What you looking for?
I don't think it's up here. Let's look downstairs.
Yeah, I bet he's downstairs.
It's downstairs.
Yeah, it's.
Well, if there's one thing I love, it's giving up a dreary Saturday morning golf game for an invigorating business meeting.
Well, I promised Marge I'd go downtown and do some shopping with her. There's a sale. Where do you think these go with my outfit?
Well...
Oh, they don't.
Well...
How about these? Think they're better?
Well...
Oh, but I don't think they go with this bag. Let me see. No, I think the straw one would go better, don't you?
Well...
You're absolutely right. Oh, but then I'll have to change my belt. No, I think I'll just use this one.
Huh? Hey, hi, Alice.
Oh, where's Mrs. Brady?
Oh, there's a big sale on downtown. What else would get her out of the house at this hour of the morning? Hey, did you enjoy your day off?
Well, I took my aunt to the dentist, then we went to the hospital to visit her next-door neighbor, then we went home and played Mahjong until 10, then we went to bed. It may not have been exciting, but on the other hand, it sure was dull.
You didn't miss anything exciting around here either. See you later, Alice.
Bye, Mr. Brady.
What's up, fellas?
Dad!
Gee, Dad, where are you going so early?
Yeah, it's awful early.
I have a breakfast meeting, and what are you looking for?
Looking for?
Us?
Were we looking for something?
Okay, fellas, look. If it's private and you would rather not talk about it, you just say, Dad, there is something we would rather not talk about.
Dad, there's something we'd rather not talk about.
We'd rather not talk about.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Dad. The truth is, we're looking for Myron.
Myron?
My mouse.
I know that. What would he be doing in here?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah, he got away.
But why are you looking for Myron in the house?
Good question.
Yes, I thought so. What's a good answer?
I brought him inside last night.
Greg, you did that after what you were told?
We only wanted to save him from Guinevere, the neighbor's cat.
And we were going to take him right out this morning. Honest.
And we didn't want to wake you up in the middle of the night to ask you.
Wasn't that nice of us?
Okay, I guess I get the picture. Where was Myron when you last saw him?
In his cage in our room when we went back to sleep. The cage is still there.
But Myron isn't.
You guys had better find Myron before your mother gets home, and that's an order.
I hope we can, Dad.
You better. I gotta go.
So long.
Yeah.
We've searched upstairs, we've searched downstairs.
The attic! Sometimes mice go up there.
That's where I go if I were a mouse.
Okay, let's look.
Ah!
getting a clean spot up here in the ceiling, and I almost slipped.
Kai, she even cleans ceilings.
Well, we gotta keep things tidy around here.
You better be careful.
Zapid Exterminator Company. This is the Brady residence. You did a termite inspection for us a while back, and, well, we've got another problem now, mice. Look, do you suppose you could have somebody come out of here in the next hour? We've got a household full of children and women that are scared to death of mice, particularly the one that's talking to you. Oh, thank you. Good. Yes, I'll be waiting. Sitting right up here.
Well, that's it, ma'am.
And that's all you have to do? Just squirt under the house?
This is powerful stuff.
He's got to be someplace.
But gee, if he's not in the house or in the attic.
Maybe he's under it.
Yeah, under it.
Well, my compliments to the Zapid Exterminator Company. You sure came fast.
Well, we know how you ladies feel about these things. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, boys.
Hey, how about some milk? Bye.
Okay. Alice? What was that exterminator doing here?
Oh, I just thought I'd have him spray. You never know what's under a house.
Under a house?
Well, now, don't get upset. It's nothing terrible. Just mice.
Mice?
Well, mouse. Well, I'm sure he had friends.
What'd he look like?
If you insist on the repulsive details, he was white, about that long, and about that thick.
Myron.
Myron?
He was my science project. His name was Myron.
His name was Myron? I'm a murderess.
Greg, I think you're gonna be mad at me for what I'm gonna say, but it'll make you very happy.
What do you mean?
Myron wasn't exterminated. He's in a hamper upstairs in our room.
He is? Who put him up there?
I did. Come on, I'll show you.
Oh, boy. Let's go get him.
Of his cage in your room last night just to play a joke.
Okay, let's see Myron.
Okay, he's right here where I...
All I see is a big hole.
Me too. Oh no, he must have gnawed his way out.
Well, I haven't seen such sad faces since the last day of summer vacation. What's the matter?
Myron's gone.
What happened?
He's been exterminated. Rubbed out.
Greg, I'm sorry. When did it happen?
It doesn't matter now.
Even Tiger's sad about it.
I'm really sorry.
Hello, Alice.
Hello, Mrs. Brady.
Myron.
What happened?
Oh, I did it to him. I had no idea he was Greg's science project, and I called the exterminator. I saw that little pink nose twitching at me, and I panicked.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I heard about Myron.
Mom, it's all my fault. I was playing one of those dumb jokes. That's how Myron got away. And now he...
Oh, honey.
I'll never do it again. I'll never play another joke as long as I live.
Oh, well, we know you didn't mean it.
Hi.
We're in mourning.
Yeah, Greg told me.
Now, what's the matter with Tiger?
Something's bothering him, all right.
Well, we all miss Myron, but it's hard to believe Tiger's this upset.
Tiger was scared of Myron.
Uh-huh. I think it's mutual.
What do you mean, Dad?
Take a look.
Oh, it's Myron!
Oh!
Oh!
For the exterminator.
Oh, may I hold him, Greg, please?
Well, okay. If you promise not to drop him in any more clothes hampers.
Oh, isn't he so cute, darling?
Looks like the girls have had a change of heart about Myron.
Well, why not? I mean, did you ever see anything as gorgeous as this little guy with the beady eyes and the long tail? Oh, Greg, quick.
It's sure a lot easier to peel a banana than it is a potato.
You're right. You know, one of these nights we might even try French fried bananas.
Have you two got any more towels for the laundry?
Oh, Alice, your uniform. You've got an ink stain on the pocket.
Oh, you just couldn't resist playing one more trick, could you?
Alice, how
that looks really real, but you can't fool me. I know how to take care of ink spots like this. Like you said, Mrs. Brady, there's an ink spot on my uniform.